Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and on Zoom, I've got Daniel Talbot. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
All right. So we are about to jump into a four questions episode because Daniel and I just discussed his life and career and collaborations with all his family members and the film Telling Time, which is in the Discover Indie Film TV series. So I'll just quickly say, Daniel's film is going to be in season five. So if you love his picks for favorite films and underrated and overrated, you definitely want to check out Telling Time. So that's going to be in season five of Discover Indie Film. It's on Amazon Prime Video. Just go to Prime Video anywhere you can get it, but hopefully on a big screen, like a big TV. Don't watch movies on phones is what I say too often. And so go to Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film, and enjoy the first four seasons. Season five is coming probably in March. And give it five stars. I'll say that now. Give it five stars, man. Come on. And but this is a four questions episode. So I'll just say those four questions are favorite films of all time, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser known film that people should seek out. And now I'm just going to shut the heck up and let Daniel answer the first question, which is favorite films.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
And if you need me to repeat it, it's like, it's not greatest films of all time. It's what you really enjoy. Yeah. I know it's hard to come up with like limited three. You can go long if you want.
No, gosh, I'm going to just throw out some of the films I've been watching that I've really been digging lately. There's a great film called Summer Hours that Olivia Sayas directed, that I just rewatched that I'm obsessed with. I really love To Be or Not to Be, the Ernst Lubitsch film. I just rewatched that, and also his film Designed for Living based on the Noel Coward play. What else have I watched recently? Drive My Car. I just watched Drive My Car, which I thought was incredible. One more. Oh my gosh. I literally, these questions kill me. So I'm sorry that I'm just stumbling over all of it, but I'm going to say, Roman Holiday.
Oh, class. So yeah. Excellent. I have to say Roman Holiday is the only one I've seen. So you just gave me, you know, the last question is a lesser known film that I should make sure I watch. And I think you gave me like four or five, but that's excellent. Thank Absolutely you. Excellent.
Oh, and Titan. I loved Titan this year. That one can last year.
Excellent. All right. I didn't see it, but I assume I'll get to.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, the question number two is an underrated film.
Oh my gosh. I know I'm so terrible at this stuff. Underrated.
You know, like, I'm not going to try to bias you, but like, I often think of mine is, I normally don't share mine, but like mine is Miller's Crossing by the Coen brothers, because I think it's their most perfect film. And I always hear people name all the other films they've made. And I'm like, wait a minute, why isn't Miller's Crossing getting the love? Like
it's such a great film. Yeah.
I think it's just flawless.
It's hard because I go like, what is underrated? But what I'll say is there's this incredible film called Beach Rats that Eliza Hittman directed, that stars Harris Dickinson. And, that is one of my favorite films in the last, also Never Rarely Sometimes, also is one of my favorite films that she directed. I think she's incredible. So I'm going to say Beach Rats. Check out Beach Rats.
How do you spell that?
Beach Rats.
Oh, Beach Rats.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
It's
I haven't awesome. Seen it.
It's fantastic. So I'm just going to say that because I feel like a lot of people, I throw it out all the time because I love the film. And a lot of folks haven't seen it. So I'm going to throw that out.
Excellent. All right. Now, I know you as a wonderfully positive person. So in fact, I probably figure if I'm ever in a really bad mood, I should just actually like contact you. But overrated doesn't mean bad. It means you could love a film, but, you know, one best picture when you think something else should have, or you hear everyone say, that's the best film I've ever seen. And I'm like, wait, I like that film, but I could name like 100 that are better. So that's the idea behind overrated. Doesn't mean bad.
No, yeah, it's that thing. Like, here's what I'll say before I answer it, is that I have such a thing about taste, because I feel like culturally taste becomes, we speak as though taste is everybody's taste. And so that's why I'm always frightened in questions like this, because I really am a person that believes that my taste is not the best taste, and neither is your taste is the best. You know, that everyone has different tastes, and that's where kind of the wonderful, you know, kind of mixing blender of film comes in. And like, I learned the most from actually folks that are like, hey, there's this film. And I'm like, I did not get that film at all. And those are the best discussions for me. But there's a lot of, you know, I would say like Forrest Gump is the one I'm going to use. I find, you know, like I love old classic Hollywood and I love indie film, but I've always found that like, for some reason, I'm going to say something like that. That's what I'll say.
Sure. And I, by the way, I totally embrace what you're saying about taste. I mean, I think in a way, the four questions is a sneaky way to say, so what's your taste in film? Right. Because then it gives people an idea of, you know, what your taste is and what inspires you. And it's always interesting when, you know, I mean, I don't think you're a case of this, but like, there's been people who like only make comedy, and then like their taste is like, they really like dark, like serious drama. It's like always interesting. It's like, so you're or the reverse, you know, or, you know, someone who only makes, I always thought it was fascinating. I remember Quentin Tarantino saying he thought Forrest Gump was one of the greatest things ever made.
Yeah.
And is there a film that's less like a Tarantino film than Forrest Gump? Like,
yeah, I no.
Like, and yet like that's his taste. Like, he really appreciated a film that he wouldn't write in a million years. Like, I've always, so I enjoy it's cool. I like your answer.
Yeah, you know what it is that it's that I like films that don't give you everything. And so that like I have so much respect for the well-made structure of Forrest Gump. But I like films that make you work, that you have to be part of the collaboration. And so like, you know, I actually, when I saw Forrest Gump, loved it, you know, like and stuff. And I think that there's a lot of beautiful things in it. But I think that we get that in the working world of it, those films are a lot easier to kind of get past and get, you know, nothing's easy to get greenlit at all. But, you know, I feel like you get kind of hampered into having to make well-made structured, three-act structured film all the time. And so I think more my answer is about, I like films like High Life, like Claire Denis's High Life, or Beach Rats. Like, you have no idea what's going to happen to that kid at the end. Or an Anya Zmarda film, you know, something like that, where you have to do some of the work, you have to come on the ride. And so that's the type of filmmaking I really love. And you don't get to make that often.
You know? No, and actually I totally hear what you're saying. I often get in, not debates I'd say, but I go to people because I just don't get Spielberg. Some of his stuff I like, but most of it for me is like over the top, telling me what to feel, like spoon feeding me, like hitting me with both story and image and music of like, I want you to feel this way right now. Now, you know, and for me, it's a bit, I'd rather do a little work of my own. I don't want to be told exactly how to feel about a scene. Like, give me some breathing room. But
yeah, it's funny.
He's a master, but I'm not a fan of most of it. Some of it I'm a fan.
The reason I love Spielberg is because of where he came from. You know, like, he didn't really go to film school. Like, he fucking hustled his way. And I don't mean hustled in a bad way. He hustled.
No. He got on that lot and he.
Yeah, he did it.
Like, can you believe there was an era where like guys like Spielberg and John Landis just kind of walked onto the lots and started volunteering and helping carry stuff and ended up TV and then film directors? Like, hell of a time to live.
I love those stories. Like, that story gets me through the day a lot of the time. You know, so I just am always just. What a badass, you know?
For sure. So I you know. All right. Well, we got one left, which is a lesser known to seek out, but of course, man, yeah, that's been your whole vibe, but go ahead, go for a lesser known.
Oh God, if you get a chance, check out, if you know, I mean, it's funny because I don't know if they're lesser known or not. If you get a chance, see Julia Ducanoise, who did Titan, see her first film Raw, which is about cannibalism. It's really, and I think she is an extraordinary filmmaker. And so if you get a chance, check out Raw.
All right, Raw. Excellent. We got to get out of here in 2 minutes, I believe. You got a hard exit. So we made it. Thank you.
thank you.
Just for speed, I'll say, if people want to check you out, just go to Instagram and type out Daniel Cameron Talbot with 2 T's, right? And then if you want to learn more about this podcast and the TV series that was born from it, that Daniel's film is going to be in season 5 of, go to discoverindiefilm.com or at DIFWins on social media. And you'll learn all about the podcast and the TV series that's on Amazon Prime Video. Daniel's films have been part of both Filmvasion Los Angeles and the Sherman Oaks Film Festival. Filmvasion LA is every June, and you learn about it at filmvasionla.com, and it's at filmvasionla on social media. Sherman Oaks Film Festival is shermanoaksff.com and at shermanoaksff on social media. In fact, it's also shermanoaksfilmfestival.com, but like, you're bound to have a typo in that, so I always say the FF. And that wraps it up. We're good. We're out of here with a minute to spare. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Give my best to everyone in your family, but especially the wife and kid. And
thank you.
I hope to see you soon.
You too. I really hope so, man. So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. And thank you. Bye, Jeff. Everyone who's listening, thank you.
Thank you so much, man.